fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
Whimper Walters and Towes Turner had been waiting in an isolated cabin for over an hour.
You win again, Towes. I don't have no luck at cards.
Just a minute. I think I hear a horse.
Towes listened intently for a moment, then threw down his cards.
I do.
Probably not the one we're waiting
for. Shut up and let me look out the window.
Is it the deputy?
Yeah, it's about time he got here. Get over there in the corner, Whimper. Don't want him to see you here.
Sure hope nothing goes wrong.
Be quiet. He's dismounted. I'll open the door. Hi there, Ronnie.
Howdy, Towers.
Come on in.
Now, that's what I figured I'm doing. I got here as soon as I could. Sorry if I kept you waiting.
That's all right, Ronnie. How's it feel to be sheriff,
I'm not the sheriff just yet. It's not decided whether old Mustang will appoint Pete Fresno or me to take his place.
I guess you're slated for the job all right enough.
I hope so. Why'd you send for me, Towers?
Well, step over this way, Ronnie. I'll show you. Got something downright strange in here. Now, stand right here.
Well?
Look up there at the corner of the ceiling. Up where I'm pointing.
Don't see anything special.
It does it. Come on, Whimper. Did you see me nail him on the chin?
Sure, clipped him square. You sure he's knocked out, Towers?
Colder than a mackerel. Yeah, take his feet and toss him on the bunk over there.
I got him. Seems like a shame to treat him so. He's a nice sort of fella.
Yeah, toss him down there. And get this, Whimper. If you're going to feel sorry for him, you better pull out of this job. What's happened to him so far is just the start.
Oh, Towers, I wouldn't back out on
him. All right, then. Hand me that wine we brought along.
Right.
Start messing the deputy up. Got to work fast now. Got to get things ready for the other deputy and old Mustang.
Sheriff Jackson, generally known as Mustang, planned to retire as soon as he could decide which of his two young deputies to appoint as acting sheriff to fill the unexpired term. He wanted to be sure his selection was right, because he knew that the chosen one would probably be the next duly elected official. One of the deputies lay on a filthy bunk inside the shack. The other rode up to that shack with the sheriff.
Come on, Pete. Soon know if we heard the true facts.
Easy there.
You don't take that yarn seriously, do you, Sheriff?
Of course not, but we got to investigate.
Ronnie Hawkins doesn't gamble and he doesn't drink. It's from being mixed up in any thieving. That's just downright crazy.
That's how I figure.
I'll open it.
I can smell wine or something.
Me too.
Pete, look over there in the bunk.
Sheriff, it's Ronnie.
My sakes. Ronnie, wake up. Wake up, Ronnie.
Gosh, I can't believe it.
Cards, poker chips, empty bottles. Doggone, I can't believe it either. Wake up, Ronnie. Doggone you, wake up and give an account of this.
Oh, my head.
Yes, I reckon. Pete, get that bucket of water by the door.
Right.
Come on, wake up. I'm taking you out of here.
Here's the water.
Give me that dipper. I'll wake him up. I'll throw it right in his face. What is this?
That did it.
Hey, where am I? Sheriff, you here? I'm here, all right, and it's too bad for you that I am. I'd never have believed this of you, Ronnie, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Gosh, Ronnie, whatever got into you to do this sort of thing?
Now, wait, let me think. I'm all kind of confused. As you think you would be, drinking like you
drinking?
Was a fish.
Hey, hold on, I don't drink, Sheriff.
Save it, Ronnie. No use lying about it. Look at yourself, slopped all over with wine.
But I haven't had a drink.
Think that I trusted you. Thought you was one of the straightest, squarest men in the county.
Now, hold on, Sheriff. Let me think.
And while you're thinking, you can hand over that deputy badge.
The badge?
You heard me. Take it, Pete.
Sure hate to do this, Ronnie.
While you're at it, take his gun.
My gun?
You're under arrest.
Arrest?
I'm jailing you for stealing cash from my safe.
Stealing? I didn't steal anything.
No?
What cash are you talking about?
Cash I took from those stage robbers last week. Cash I was holding in my safe to hand over to the U.S. Marshal.
I wish you'd tell me the details, Sheriff.
You'll hear him when we get to my office. Now dry off your face and let's get started. Wimble Wallace and Tyrus Turners are waiting there. Close that door, Pete.
Right, Sheriff.
You sit right there, Ronnie. Yeah. Tarsh, you and Whimper can sit in those chairs.
All right.
Now get right to the point. I want the true facts from everyone. You first, Tarsh. You said that you and Whimper and Ronnie and a stranger played cards in that shack most of last night.
That's right, Sheriff. Whimper will tell you.
That's not true. I went to that shack this morning for the first time.
Tarsh, did you have any notion that the deputy was playing with stolen money?
Gosh, Sheriff, how was we to know him?
Tarsh, you're lying in your teeth. Sheriff, I didn't play cards with him. I've never played cards with either of these two.
Now, Ronnie, you know blame well. We gambled all night.
It's a lie.
How about it, Whimper?
I should know, Tarsh. I lost a plenty of money.
Of all the downright... Sheriff, you gotta believe me. All I know is that I was told to go to that shack this morning. When I got there, Tarsh knocked me out. Next thing I knew, you were throwing water on me.
Sheriff. I think Ronnie's telling the truth.
Quiet, Pete.
That stranger that won most of the cash would back our story, wouldn't he, Whimper?
He sure would.
What'd the stranger look like?
Well, he was medium-sized and dark-haired, on the lean side.
He called himself Slim.
Well, it's hard to describe him. Weren't nothing outstanding about him.
Excepting that he sure drew mighty good cards.
Tarsh, how much of the stolen cash did you win?
Oh, only a few dollars, Sheriff. I handed you all I won as soon as I found out it was stolen money.
I can't listen to any more of these lies.
Who are you calling liars?
You and Whimper, you...
Eddie. You sit down, Ronnie.
Sheriff, let me say something.
Go ahead, Pete.
Ronnie and I have been working together for some time. I'd know if he was the kind to steal money or play poker all night or drink.
It's not the first time I've been surprised about a man. The evidence is here before us, Pete. You and Ron and I are the only ones who could have taken that cash from the safe.
You might as well accuse me
the
as Ron...
The difference is you weren't playing poker with the marked money.
Neither was I.
Ronnie... You can't deny we found you sleeping off a hangover.
I tell you, I'd been slugged.
Now, Ronnie, me and Whimper wouldn't have no reason to make trouble for you.
Of course we wouldn't. The only reason we went to the sheriff was on account of having that marked money. I didn't want to be charged with stealing it.
Well, all I can say is this. I don't think Ronnie's guilty.
Pete, you're letting friendship blind you to legal evidence.
I'm not. If Ronnie's out of the running to take your place as sheriff, well, then you can count me out, too.
Now, hold it, Pete. That won't help any.
But, Ron,
I don't want to get the job when I'm so sure you'd have had it if this, well, this misunderstanding hadn't come up.
Now maybe you can do me a favor by taking the job.
Well, how?
Well, maybe you look beyond the end of your nose for the truth of this thing.
You want me to take it, Ron?
Yeah, it looks like you're the only one who believes in me.
Well, in that case, I'll take it. And, Taos, if you and Wimple lied, you'd better clear out. Because I aim to learn the true facts.
Ronnie was locked in a cell to await trial. It was several days later when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up at a small ranch house a few miles from town.
Who's it? Oh, fella.
Hawkins Ranch.
You think we get water here?
We'll try, silly big fella. I wonder if the people who live here are related to the deputy in town.
Him named Hawkins, too?
Yes, Tonto. Ronnie Hawkins.
Him fella in jail.
Yes.
Just a minute.
Mrs. Hawkins?
Mast! Get away from here. I was expecting someone else. Go away.
Please, Mrs. Hawkins.
No, don't steal the money. Please don't.
We're not going to steal any money. We simply want water for our horses.
You lie. You're here to steal. No, don't draw that gun.
Here, let me leave this gun on the table. There you are.
What?
I don't blame you for being nervous. There must be quite a bit of money in this package on the table.
Please don't steal it, mister. It's every cent I have in the world. It's the savings of a lifetime. I've got to give it to the sheriff.
I'm not going to take your money.
For that mask.
Why are you giving all of this money to the sheriff?
I'm hoping it'll make it easier for my boy. Maybe if I pay back what they say Ronnie stole, the judge will be more lenient.
Is it your son who's in jail?
Yes.
I see.
Please go away.
Mrs. Hawkins, did your son steal money?
No. Ronnie wouldn't touch a penny that didn't belong to him.
Well, then why are you planning to give this to the sheriff?
Oh, it's all a frightful mistake. Ronnie never gambled or drank or stole or anything else. But the law says he did all of those things.
Mrs. Hawkins, I want to hear more about your son.
But why?
Well, I've heard about him. And I think just as you do.
What do you mean?
I think he's innocent.
You do?
Yes.
Then you and Pete are the only ones who agree with me.
Pete? Who's he?
Pete Vesto. He's Ronnie's friend. He's the sheriff's deputy.
Oh?
He's been mighty kind these past few days. He's trying to find out why Taos and Whimper lied about Ronnie.
Who are Taos and Whimper?
They went to the sheriff with some money. It was marked money that had been stolen from the sheriff's office.
Yes?
They said they'd won it from Ronnie in an all-night poker game. They said my boy had been gambling and drinking, but they lied. They lied. Oh, my boy was home in bed all that night.
Can that be proved?
No. How can it be proved? The law says he could have gone to his room and made me think he was in bed, then slipped out the window.
How could Taos and Whimper benefit by lying about your son?
I don't know. That's the whole trouble. There's no reason for them to lie, but they are. I know they are.
Get him up.
What's that?
You two, Redskins. Good thing I spotted the horses outside and sneaked up, huh? Get him up, mister. We'll see what's back of that mask.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were surprised by the deputy, Pete Fresno, who held his gun in readiness when he came through the door of Mrs. Hawkins' home.
If either of you make a fast move, I'll shoot. Who is this masked man, Mrs. Hawkins?
Pete, wait a minute. He's been friendly. He left his gun there on the table.
He's still wearing one gun. Take off that mask.
Deputy, you can't cover Tonto and me at the same time. It's foolish to try. You'd better put your gun away and listen to me.
I'm not that easy.
I'm sorry. Take him, Tonto.
No, you don't.
No.
No. Why, you...
Hold it.
How? What did you...
You shouldn't have glanced at Tonto.
How'd you get to crack my wrist so fast?
Just a matter of practice. I'll take the other gun.
Please, mister, don't shoot Pete. He's my boy's best friend. He's been here every day to see if I was needing anything.
He's going to shoot anyone, Mrs. Hawkins.
Oh.
We're on your side. Come on, Tonto.
Hey. You wait a minute.
You may see more of us.
Let me pick up that gun. I'll get after him.
No, no, Pete. Wait.
Come on, Silver. Get up.
But he's masked. He disarmed me. He resisted a deputy.
Let him go, Pete. He didn't mean any harm. He didn't even touch the money on that table.
Well, what's all that for?
I expected you'd be here again today, so I got it together. I want you to do something for me.
What is it, Mrs. Hawkins?
I got all our savings together. Some that was in the bank and some... Well, I had some hidden away. Pete, I want you to take it to the sheriff.
For what?
I want to pay back what Ronnie's supposed to have stolen.
But you don't have to.
The law might be lenient if some of the losses made good. That's why I want you to take this cash to Sheriff Jackson and tell him why I sent it.
Why, gosh, Mrs. Hawkins, I wouldn't want to be responsible for that much money. If I lost it or got held up, I could never make it good. I'll tell the sheriff about it. He can come and get it.
After Pete Fresno left her home, Mrs. Hawkins thought about the mysterious masked man and his Indian companion while she waited for the sheriff to arrive. She heard horses stop and a rap on the door.
Now get your hands up and stand back.
Two men whose faces were concealed by hoods pushed into the house.
Wait.
Grab that cash. I'll tie her up.
No, no, please.
Sit down in that chair and shut up.
When Sheriff Jackson arrived half an hour later, he found the door wide open and Mrs. Hawkins bound to a chair.
Great day.
Oh, Sheriff.
What in tarnation's happened?
Oh, I've been robbed. They came back and stole everything.
Well, hold still so that I can cut these ropes. By thunder, Mrs. Hawkins, I'll get the skunks that did this.
I'm a masked man and an Indian.
Yeah? The ones Pete told me about, huh?
It must have been. I couldn't see the faces, but they're the only ones, aside from Pete, who knew about the money.
In town, the sheriff's announcement brought angry comments.
The skunks that robbed that fine old lady have got to be found. Pete can tell you what the Indian looked like. And he can tell you something about the masked man. Then you're to spread out and find those two.
No one noticed the Indian who slipped away from the crowd and leaped to the back of a paint horse.
Get him up, scout!
A few minutes later, Tonto had passed the information to the Lone Ranger.
You say they wore hoods, Tonto.
That right. And Mrs. Hawkins think we robbers.
Who else knew about the money?
No one. Only deputy named Pete.
Someone else knew. Someone else had to know. Tonto, we've got to get to the Hawkins place and find a trail.
Plenty feller on hunt for us.
It'll make it all the harder to follow the tracks of the thieves, but we've got to do it. We'll have to hurry. It'll soon be dark. Mount up.
Pretty big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
The ground around the house was hard packed. The sheriff had tried without success to pick up tracks of the thieves. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, however, looked for signs that would be missed by most people.
The thieves' horses were tied to this tree, Tonto. See, there are traces of hair on the bark.
Oh, that's right. And here, where grass bent down.
A few moments later, the masked man and his friend came to another conclusion.
Now, one of the men went east, the other south. Split up to make pursuit more difficult. You take the east trail, Tonto. I'll go south.
Trails maybe come together, huh?
We don't meet. I'll look for you in camp. Get going.
Come on, scout.
Pretty big fella. All right, Silver. Come on, boy.
For the first half mile, the masked man had to travel slowly and keep a sharp watch on the barely perceptible tracks of the horse ahead. Then the ground was softer. The hoof marks were clear and sharply defined. The trail of the thief could be seen stretching far ahead. Now the Lone Ranger could make up for lost time.
Come on, Silver!
It was dusk when he reined up not far from an old shack.
Hold, Silver, hold. Easy now. Wait here, Silver.
Moving silently, the masked man approached the shack. At the door, he paused and listened. He heard nothing but the soft clumps of the horse that was tethered in the rear, the horse he had followed. Then he went inside.
Hey, what the...
Hold it.
Max!
Stand right where you are and stand still. I'll finish that draw for you. There. You'll not need this gun anymore.
If this is a robbery...
It is a robbery. You're the thief. Where's Mrs. Hawkins' money?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. If you think
Quiet.
I had any...
Quiet. Sounds like your partner's arrived. Now, you play straight because I'll be in the corner. If you try to give a warning, you can imagine what you'll get. Now, be careful.
Hey, Toad. It's worked out perfect. I circle around the town and mix right in with people. Then along comes a redskin, and he walks right into some special deputies.
Yeah?
They're charging him with a robbery. I don't see how anything can go wrong now.
You don't, huh? Why? I'm collecting guns, and I'll take yours.
Mast, you had the drop on me, Whimper.
I'll just pull your teeth, Whimper. Without this gun, you don't amount to much.
What's this mean? Toes, who is he?
I don't know.
You said an Indian had been captured. Well, he's my friend. Now it's about time you two started talking.
I told you that I didn't know anything about any robbery.
That's where we were interrupted. I'll start over and tell the truth. Where's the money?
I don't know.
No!
Why, you can't do that to my pal. I'll show you.
That was a mistake, Whimper, and I'll prove it.
Why, you...
Get back! Your pal's out of it for a few minutes, Towles. Between you and me now. Get up.
Now, wait, listen to me a minute. I want to talk it over.
On your feet, Towles. I've just started. That's it. I'll see if you can tell the truth. Who stole Mrs. Hawkins' money?
I don't know.
No!
No!
And this... Get up. I've just begun.
Oh,
maybe some water will revive you.
Please. Please don't hit me again.
Who stole that money?
He did, Whimper.
And you?
Yes.
Who told you she had that money?
No, please, mister.
All right, then. We'll start all over again. On your feet, Tom.
No, don't hit me anymore.
Who told you about the money?
The deputy.
That's what I thought. The deputy who saw it there. That same deputy knew about the money in the sheriff's office. And that same deputy wanted Ronnie Hawkins out of the running for the job of sheriff.
I shouldn't have told.
Refill that water pail and throw it on your pal. We're going to town.
In town, an angry mob milled around outside the jail where Tonto had been locked in the cell with Ronnie Hawkins.
String him up!
We have lynched Redskin!
Let's try it!
Hey, Sheriff! We want that Redskin!
The sheriff's office and the jail were in the same building. Mustang Jackson looked grim as he sat with Pete Fresno. He knew the tone of a lynch mob when he heard it, and he heard it just beyond the locked door.
You mean business, Pete? They'll rush the door most any minute.
I don't see why everyone's so riled up about a redskin that stole some money.
It's the way he tied up Mrs. Hawkins, Pete. And it's the idea of stealing the life savings of a fine old lady like her.
But it's not proved that the Indian stole it. The money wasn't on him when he was captured.
His partner probably has it.
The Indian would only tell where we can find his partner.
Well, he won't.
They're hammering on the door.
Next thing you know, they'll smash it in with a battering ram.
Hey, Sheriff!
What do you want, Ronnie?
Come over the door for a minute, will you?
Keep an eye on the door, Pete.
I will.
Ronnie, I'm afraid they're going to get your cellmate.
Let me talk to that mob. I'm not sure this Indian's a thief.
No use trying to talk to him, Ronnie.
Well, I should have some weight. It's my mother that was robbed.
Hey, Sheriff, that door's getting away.
You can't let the mob hang this Indian. Unlock the cell. Let him try to get out the back way.
He wouldn't have a chance.
Hold on there. Hold on, boys. You can't do this.
Turn aside, Sheriff. We want the Indian.
Out of the way. You'll get hurt.
No, boys. Listen to me. Ma wouldn't want this.
Don't do it, boys.
We'll make him tell where his masked partner is.
We'll find his masked pal. He'll tell where that masked man is or we'll hang.
We want that masked man.
Masked man and the money.
Who's shooting?
You're looking for me.
Masked man. There he is.
Look who's with him.
Quiet or I'll shoot some more. It won't be into the air.
Pete, he's got Wimp and Taurus with him.
Why? I'll see him.
Make way. Let me through to the sheriff. I've got some prisoners for him.
Sheriff. Sheriff, I better get a gun on that masked man.
Don't try that, Pete. Go on, Towers.
Oh, don't shove me.
Help me. I'm in bad shape.
Hey, Jay, what's happened to you two? Towers, you look like you tangled with a tornado.
Here, Sheriff. This money came from Mrs. Hawkins.
The cash. The masked man did have it.
Pete, you know where I got that money. I got it from Taos.
How'd I know where you got it?
Because you sent Taos and Whimper to steal it.
What's that?
What'd that masked man say?
It's not true.
It's true, all right. Taos told everything. Sheriff, you took the deputy badge from the wrong man. Go on, Taos, talk.
It's true, Sheriff. Pete Fresno hired us to frame Ronnie.
Why, you ornery double-crusher?
Oh, no, you don't.
No, my arm.
No gunplay, Pete. Go on, Taos.
I'll talk. I'll talk, only don't lay into me again. Sheriff, Ronnie didn't play cards at all. He didn't lose no cash, and there wasn't no stranger that got away with most of the stolen money.
Well, of all that. Go on. Where is the stolen cash?
Well, you got what was taken from Mrs. Hawkins. And the other cash with the marking on it, well, Pete Fresno's got it.
You?
He wanted Ronnie out of the way so he'd be the new sheriff.
Pete, where is that cash?
Where?
You going to admit your part or make us search your house for the marked cash?
I'll give it to you. May as well admit everything. What chance have I got with a couple of yellow squealers like Towers and Whimper?
You'd squeal too if that masked man started at you.
Hey, give me that badge, you ornery skunk. Now get over there to that cell. You got a key? Unlock the door. Go on, Towers. You and Whimper let that Indian and Ronnie out. Then give your key to Ronnie so he can lock you in.
I'll meet you in camp, fellow.
That right.
Oh, gosh, Sheriff. Are you sure everything's cleared for me?
Sure is, Ronnie. Here, take this badge and give me the keys. You better run home long enough to tell your ma that a masked stranger cleared you complete.
But, Sheriff, the masked man's no stranger.
No?
The Indian told me about him. He's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.